Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's another day. Hi. I'm Amanda. I come outside every morning. Well, I guess I've been in the car. I've been in the house. Usually, I come outside. I give myself this time. Outside. In the morning. With the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Sometimes the moon's up above, sometimes it's somewhere else, I guess. Sun is shining today. It's warm and muggy, and it's going to be hot and muggy. I'm not all that excited about it, but I'm not mad at it either. It's time for weather, like today's weather today, you know, and it's always changing. And I live in the right state for me. I prefer it, you know, on the chillier side. I love Maine. And I love all the seasons, really. There's a joke, like, if you don't like the weather here, just wait 5 minutes. It's not really a joke. It's Maine. It's a great reminder, you know, that it's never storming forever. It's never freezing forever. It's never sunny forever. Especially here. It's changing all the time. We get it all, you know. You've got snow and skiing and sun and surfing. And some resilient people and blueberries. One of my favorite foods. It's wild Maine blueberries. Look it up. But think about it. Think about the power these berries have to grow and withstand Maine's climate. Powerhouses just like us. So this powerhouse, me, I have been taking leaps, like the little grasshopper Katie did, something or other. The little leapster I found crawling on me the other day. Now when I hear that, that's the Carolina Wren. And it, to me it says, cheeseburger, 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 cheese. Let's see if it does it again. Carolina Wren. Cheeseburger, 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 cheese. Did you hear it? Cheeseburger, 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 cheese. All right, anyway. Carolina Wren, they're such a small bird, and they take up the whole neighborhood with their song. They're really cool. Soloists, for sure. Our small soloists. The Carolina Wren. You can hear a woodpecker in the background. I'm really loving on the birds, and so they are loving on me. So I'm taking, you know, leaps of faith, and people are taking, you know, leaps of faith on me. With me. I got my dance space. Yesterday, I was pulled by my passion to action. I had this moment where I was called to reach out, Amanda. Even though you're waiting to hear back from someone, it's been an appropriate amount of time. Reach out and ask for what you want. And I did. If you're just tuning in, I teach free dance classes, free dance fitness. I love me some Richard Simmons and jazzercise. And Zumba was really fun. So I'm like, I do my version of all three. It's inclusive. Everybody can come, because I say things like, hey, even if it's just in your mind, say hello to your ankle. Everyone can do their best to say hello to their ankle in their mind, you know? So everyone shows up to dance together and to feel good, and it's up to them to feel good. And of course, sure, I dance around and bop around for 45 minutes straight, and you can follow along if you want. But anyway, so I offer these free classes. I teach at the local library. I've taught through adult ed, and there are a few other places where I've had classes in a couple different towns. And my dream is to just have a bingo hall. And I say bingo hall because it's that big, huge space, and then usually there's a kitchen. Okay, because I like my food. And I want to grow plants and turn the plants into food and offer that to people. And, like, let's have smoothies and, you know, date rolls and, like, all kinds of fun, healthy, yummy things together. And let's also, you know, go into the big space and dance and meditate and do art and craft and all the things, and sing and drum and talk, have meetings, whatever it is. That's the space I want, where everyone is invited. Everyone. Everyone. Doesn't matter how loud or quiet you are. Doesn't matter how active or not you are. How old or young you are. Like my dance classes. I've had 4 months old take my dance classes, babies, and people in their 80s enjoy my class as well. Men, women, all. So I've been looking for a space to have class. A free space for free classes. I've paid for a space before. And actually, it didn't even work out. I kind of figured I would take one for the team, but it wasn't our space, and so that's okay. We met a lot of people there. Everywhere you go, even if you, you know, when you leave, it's okay. You've made your connections. Gosh, right? Think about the places that you no longer go, but the people that you've made, the connections that you've made, right, or the people that you've met. Or maybe not just people, could be animals, could be places, things, ideas, connections. Truths to find, pieces of yourself to discover. We don't have to hang on to the place, you know. It's about what life is offering you right now. Trust life right now. And trust that your past self did it perfectly. And trust that your future self will do it perfectly. And right now, just tell the truth. You're doing it perfectly. You're the only one that can be you. No one else can do it. And you can't get it wrong. And you'll never be done. It's like the laundry and the dishes. They're never done. Relax. They'll never be done. Give up. Surrender to that. You will never be done being you. Give up. Surrender to that. You're the only one that can do the job, though. So you can't get it wrong. Chill. And be right here, right now. So the other day, I hadn't heard back from my dream bingo hall. I found a local bingo hall. That's not really a bingo hall, but it is. I bet they even play bingo in there. It's this gorgeous, gorgeous space. Gorgeous space. And there's a community there that I think wants to dance with me. So how cool is that? Ooh, a community that wants dance. I'll show up and give them what they want and invite my community in, and we will join communities. Yeah. That's the goal. Connection, expansion, feeling good. Together. Yes. Anyway, I'm waiting for it to happen. And I'm like, I feel like it's happening, but this is going, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm not going to hang on too tightly. I'm not going to hang on. I'm not going to pull it close, and I'm not going to push it away. I'm just going to let it be. I'll let it unfold like a flower. I'm not going around ripping all the daylily buds open right now. That'd be so silly. They'll bloom when they bloom. I would ruin it. I would ruin it if I ripped into him. Right? So I don't want to mess with my life like that. I don't want to rip into it. It's blossoming, just like yours, in perfect timing. And it changes. Have you seen a flower open? It doesn't just open. Half the time it looks like, oh, I'm opening, I'm dead, I'm folded over. Ooh, just kidding, here comes another layer. I'm more delicious than you thought. It's all over, the show's over. Blam! Just kidding, I'm opened all the way up and now there's fuzzy things inside. Just like us. Anyway, so I'm not hearing back from the place that I think is happening, that I'm excited, that I want to dance at, and, you know, expand the dance community and include more people. I realize my schedule is going to change with them or without them because Will is starting a new job. And we're not exactly certain of the schedule, but we're pretty sure what the schedule is going to be. So my dance schedule has to change anyway. That's what I do. I yield, right? I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we're supposed to do now, okay? So even though I had given the choice, because I really want this Bingo Hall 2.0 to work out. I gave them the choice of the dance days, and I've been waiting to hear back. That's a catbird. Can you hear it? Meow. 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 It's right behind me. I took a video of one yesterday. I'll post it. I was out here being like, wow, the catbirds are really catbirding, and then it flew in front of me, and I got a little video. Hi, good morning, you're beautiful. It's all about the birds today. I'm very distractible and I'm very kind to myself. I'm down with it. I'm here for it, literally. So are you. So, what I did was, I called the library. Because you know what? I do dance there. I dance there every Thursday. It's phenomenal. It's my favorite class because the library shares my inclusive vibes. We are inclusive. It is free and inclusive. Boom. And where we're open. Come on in. Get what you came for. You know? So, I'm like, you know what? First choice no longer goes to this bingo hall in the sky. First choice goes to the library. And I said, hey, my schedule's going to be changing, and I think this is what it is. Can I choose a different day for dance? Can it be this day or this day? The library told me what day worked for them. And so I said, okay, like, let's not pull the trigger on this yet, but I'm pretty sure we're going to switch Thursdays to Wednesdays at the library. Thank you so much. And so then, yesterday, like I said, I was called to action. I heard myself tell myself, God, source, whatever, it sounds like me. So it's me in there. It's my voice saying to myself, Amanda, message. Message that space that you want to use and let them know, hey, Wednesdays are off the table, but you'd still like a Tuesday space. And I did very nicely say that. Hey, Wednesdays are off the table now. I'm going to be switching my library class from Thursdays to Wednesdays, but I could really use a Tuesday place. they got right back to me and said, all right, sure, how about Tuesdays at the time that you would like, and just start next week. And I was like, that sounds lovely. Can I just get back to you tomorrow? Because I just want to make sure we know what this new schedule is. So now it's on me. Now I'm just like them. Now they're waiting on me. Right? But I took the action when I was called to it. I'm not trudging through, making myself work for it, force it, you know? Like trying to open one of those daylily buds, even if I tried to do it carefully, the right way, and flawless, and with tweezers, and gently, because sometimes we'll do that with life. We'll say, oh no, that would be foolish. I wouldn't try to force my life. And then we do it gently with tweezers, pretend that we're not doing it. But we're trying to manipulate everything and everyone. I did. And I still get caught up doing it.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Trying to manipulate my life and other people, you know, all of it. The new drumbeat is let life do me. Show up, trust life. Trust right now. Trust that the past is perfect. Trust that the future is perfect. Trust that right now is perfect. So what's the truth right now? Something else I did yesterday. The truth right now? I was like, I've been hemming and hawing every now and again over buying truthpunkpodcast.com. truthpunkpodcast.com. Because truthpunk.com is like $1 billion. I'm like, no. truthpunkpodcast.com is, that's like my $15 sweet spot. Yep. Yesterday, myself told myself, and while you're at it, what are you doing? Spend the $15. You could do that in a drive-thru. You could go get two lattes from Starbucks and spend $15. Go buy your domain name. And I did right in that moment. Boom. Bought the domain name. Yee. And then I totally screwed everything up and ruined my night because I'm really clever and I edit and I created my own website. I do my own thing and I bought finsdonuts.com and I just send it to the page of my website that talks about donuts. I bought pitsofma.com and it sends you to the deodorant page of my website. My Dance with Amanda website. You go to Dance with Amanda, it's Dance with Amanda. But now I have all these things, like the podcast. So now I have a podcast page on my website. So duh, I bought Truth Punk Podcast. I forwarded the domain. So when you type that in, it goes to, you know, the Truth Punk Podcast page of my website. I'm not going to pay for all these websites. I pay for one website. And it's sometimes tough for me to make that investment every few years. I've got my website, and I think it's a genius way to constellate these passions and this service, what I can serve, what I offer. Donuts, deodorant, dancing. And now podcast. Anyway, so I thought I was configuring the forwarding correctly, and all of a sudden I can't get to my website. It looks like it's fine. I talked to GoDaddy. They say it's fine. Just takes 48 hours for everything to go internationally and for all the caches to be cleared and blah, blah, blah. And my problem is I've experienced something like this before. I'm not going to say I've experienced this before, because have you ever experienced anything before? No, you haven't. Never once. It's always different. I heard a midwife say, every baby was, what did she say? And every single one was like the first one. Every delivery was like a whole new, that was like the first time, right? Feels like the first time. So you've never done anything before. Okay. So that's, and then that new drumbeat, that truth, that we've never done anything before, because it's never been now before, and you've never been this version of you before. So this happened, something similar happened. I bought freezumba.com. Freezumba.com. It was awesome. I bought it to showcase other people and what they were doing. And then I became one of those people that offered free Zumba online for free. So I showcased myself there. And then I ditched Zumba. I was doing it all wrong anyway. I wasn't using their moves or their music. I was using whatever music I wanted, which was illegal. And, you know, I figured that all out. And so I went from Zumba to Dance with Amanda. So thankfully, I had bought a new domain, Dance with Amanda. And when all the forwarding BS happened with GoDaddy, I was able to just, I was starting a new website anyway, and I let freezumba.com just die. So I'm experiencing something similar. I'm all panicked last night because I was never able to visit freezumba.com ever again. Yes, I was able to create my new website and Dance with Amanda, and it was very exciting and it was wonderful, but I still owned freezumba.com. I wanted it to work. I knew that so many people would go, internationally, people would go to freezumba.com to get their free Zumba classes, to get the schedule, to see who's doing what. And now I thought of all those people who are typing that in and it's going nowhere. And it just killed me over and over and over and over again. And I'm over the freezumba.com now. And I'm afraid I just started it with Dance with Amanda last night. So, like, I'm trying. I'm not trying, actually. Will realized because I told him. He commented on the Great British Baking Show that we were watching last night. I said, oh, I'm not here. I am not here. I'm a mess inside my website. I feel like I ruined my website. And of course, he was like, oh, what happened? And I said, it's just a big, long, stupid story that you probably don't care about. And it just sucks. And he was like, oh, you know. And so we're just not grabbing on to any of that. Just kind of being like, oh, yeah, that does kind of suck. And muddy up the evening. But my evening was a little muddier than his. And so, yeah, I wanted him to continue engaged, feeling good. So we're still together. And he's watching the show. And I did get back to the show. I was able to finally, I surrendered, I let go. I had my conversation with technical support. I have heard similar things before, but I'm deciding to let go and to trust and to remember that I've never experienced this before. It doesn't have to be like it was last time, because it wasn't what it was last time anyway. Anything can happen at any time. Hi, neighbor. I know, like I said, right, trust your past self, trust your future self, and trust your now self. And my now self knows that all of this came from honoring and showcasing my inclusive dance community. And honoring and showcasing the truth. And honoring and showcasing, like, source, God, the universe, life, trust, faith. Because I was clearly called, buy this domain name, do it, boom. Fix your website, boom, you know, continue. Boom. You know, I was called clearly to do this. For a good reason. So I trust. And I didn't realize that in the process, I committed to this podcast. I bought the domain name. That's cute. I didn't realize that that was really happening because everything happened so fast. I was so excited. I got the dance space. And then I was like, oh, crap, now it's on me. Now I have to figure my life out and let them know. Now it's on me to pull the trigger and change the schedule. So I need patience. I'm taking action when inspired to. Then I'm being patient with everyone and myself. Patience. So in this scenario, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait the 48 hours that customer service told me to. I'm not even going to check on the website. I'm going to let it go. My website gets pretty good traffic. I get at least 20 people a day on my website. And last night, I was falling down, down, down that, oh my gosh, no website hits tomorrow or the next day or until I fix this. Did I ruin it? Am I going to have to? So I decided in that moment, okay, Amanda, are we going with fear or love? Because the fear is, okay, Dance with Amanda website, it's dead. History repeats itself. This is exactly what happened with freezumba.com. Great. What a mess. No one's going to find my schedule and blah, blah, blah. My contact page, where I tell people it's always safe. You can go online. You can make up a web. You can make up an email address and message me anything. You have a safe space to share anything. That's down. How about all that wasted money? How about all that wasted time? All that wasted work? I mean, I care about the colors and the this and the that and the podcast, the donuts, the deodorant, all my dance classes. Fear, 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 fear. Okay, so that doesn't sound great. Not really into that. Not, that doesn't taste great. A fear sandwich this morning does not taste good. So love's perspective is that everything is perfect and you did everything perfectly and get excited for what's coming next. You're expanding. You're enough. You don't need a website. What if, just like Amazon, what if you're supposed to let go of Amazon and get back to people, reality, IRL, grassroots, flyers, smiles, shaking hands, cafes, libraries, schools, the beach, stores, love, community, expansion, social, social media. It can be digital. Social media is free. I have Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, and I'm sure there's plenty of other things that I can have for free. I don't need a website. I can save money. I don't ever have to edit a website again if I don't want to. I don't have to buy a domain name ever. And this is nothing. I was living in gray in a place where I didn't want to be for a while, waiting for my house to sell so I could move. Talk about patience. That was years. Years. So, I'm practicing my patience. That reminds me of being Olive's mom when she was little. Hi, neighbor. And I didn't want to focus on what I didn't want as a mom. I didn't want to use the words didn't and not and no and don't. If the universe doesn't hear negatives, what makes me think my kid is going to hear negatives? So, when I would want to tell her to stop doing something, I would say, what do I want her to start doing? What do I want her to start doing? And so I said all the time, Olive, I need you to practice your listening. It's time to practice your listening. Oop, it's time to practice our patience. It's time to practice our listening. It's time to practice our patience. Oop, let's look with our eyes. We look with our eyes. Because she was touching something with her hands that I just wanted her to look at with her eyes. And so I'm practicing my patience. Right? I'm not checking the website, because all that is check the website, check the website. No, it's not about, I'm patient and peaceful. I'm practicing patience and peace. I'm patient and peaceful. Patient and peaceful. T-shirt, Brittany. Patient and peaceful. All right, I'm going back in to join the fam, carry on with the rest of my day. I look at a piece of paper that's on my, it's a piece of art actually, made of paper, on my wall. A friend of mine, her daughter made it while she was here. I don't even know if my friend knows her daughter made this while she was here. I'm going to send her a message this morning. I love you, gals. And on it, my friend's daughter took the saying, one step at a time, and she cut it in half with fancy scissors and flipped one side around so it's like reflecting. It's like reflection of itself. It's like one step is looking at itself in a pond and it sees at a time as its reflection. So it says one step at a time. One day at a time? Yeah. One step at a time. One moment at a time. One now at a time. It's now. Your past self got it right. Your future self is getting it right. You are getting it right. You're the only one that can get it right. You are the only you. So practice your patience. Practice peace. When you're called to action, take a step, one step at a time. Doesn't have to be a full day, just a step. And recognize whether you're going down the fear path or the love path. Are you taking fear's perspective or love's perspective? So on this website issue, I'm practicing patience, I'm practicing peace, and I'm taking love's perspective. And I hope you do too. And I hope to catch you back here tomorrow. I love you.